Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, and as you know, a strong advocate of medical freedom. And today we're joined by Peggy Hall. She's known as the Healthy American. That's her channel and website, thehealthyamerican.org. And she has a webinar series that we're going to be featuring here on Brighteon.com, which is Brighteon University. And it's called Know Your Medical Rights. And it will empower you with the things that you need to know to assert your rights under COVID tyranny. So welcome, Peggy Hall. It's great to have you on the show today. Thanks for joining me.
Great to be with you, Mike. You do great work, and I can't wait to help folks stand up against this medical tyranny.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you're doing a great job. It seems like I've seen a number of videos of you, you know, talking about this issue and even maybe debating with some folks from time to time about this. But the law is on our side, isn't it, for medical rights?
The law is on our side. The truth is on our side. And I've heard from so many people with heartbreaking stories where they end up in the emergency room or they're just going to their doctor's office and they're being discriminated against right from the get-go. And so many people want to stand up against this, Mike, and they don't exactly know how to do it. I fielded thousands and thousands of emails in the early days of all this hogwash, as I call it. And I decided to just put it all together in a simple, detailed course all about your medical rights. And that's what I'm going to be presenting here on your university program. And I'm really happy to be a part of that. So I would love to talk about some of the pitfalls that folks are facing, some of the success stories that we've had. And most of all, I really want to encourage people to stand up for yourself.
Absolutely.
The law, many laws are on your side. And I go into great detail about that in the series.
Well, I do want to talk about that. Let me just give out some details for people. So the website is brighteon.com, B-R-I-G-H-T, and then the letter U.com. And this series begins on July 15th, and it runs for 10 days because there are multiple episodes. Now, oh, and it's free. I forgot to add that. It's free to watch, just registration required. But I want to ask you to start with, Peggy, were you surprised at how quickly so many people went along with the tyranny? I call it decentralized tyranny because it was all of the educators and school counselors and university officials. They just, without even questioning anything, they just went along and they became the new jailers. They became the tyrants and they played the role perfectly. Did that shock you?
You know, I expect the government to be corrupt. I've dealt with government corruption for many years, so I was not surprised at the shenanigans that they rolled out. But I have to admit, I was somewhat taken aback by people that I thought I could call Americans who really were not willing to live in freedom, because nobody actually that I know of had their rights taken away from them. They gave up those rights. They gave in, gave up, and gave over their freedom. Number one, they believed in what was going on. Number two, the fear-mongering and the flu-mongering that these evildoers planned was carried out successfully. And then I have to say, Mike, there were a number of people that wanted to stand up for themselves, and they actually didn't know how. They thought that the governor had the right to make a law just by proclaiming it. They thought that their medical doctor and the clerk at the grocery store and their child's teacher and the flight attendant had the legal authority to basically require medical intervention in order to have access to public accommodations and services. And my background is in political science and in international law and policy. I'm just one of those people that has always been interested in how countries and political systems are organized. It's more of a fascination of mine. So when this rolled out, I thought, oh my gosh, I can't believe people are falling for it. They must not know the law. So I rolled up my sleeves. I do what I do best. And I researched and I came up with a very detailed and effective way to fight back against these tyrants.
And that's what you're sharing then in your seminar series here. Do you call it a seminar or webinar? What do you call it?
Yeah, basically a webinar. And This was created at the height of all of this horror and all of the hogwash, because there were so many people reaching out to me via email for help and on my social media platforms. And there was so much censorship, that I could not speak freely about my techniques and strategies and tactics. Isn't that sad that you could not speak about the law without being censored? So it's decided to create a private program that people could access. And it's awesome that you're going to be airing this for free as a part of Bright You. And I am so happy to contribute to my knowledge and my encouragement to help empower people. And I have to say, Mike, it's so intimidating when you are faced with a medical situation. Many people tried to fight back at the grocery stores, you know, their child's school. I got kicked off airplanes because I wouldn't wear, I call it the suffocation device. But when you are sick, or you are with someone who is not well, or you find yourself in the emergency room, or you're just trying to get your regular care and you're being discriminated against, when there are specific laws that prohibit this, this is where they really target vulnerable people. I've always been for the underdog. I cannot stand to see people suffering. And that's why I put this program together.
Well, that's outstanding. And tell us then about some of the success stories that people have been able to achieve by using your information.
Well, in my home state of California, which was the first state to shut down, I never gave in to the language calling it a lockdown. That's prison language. And I always had a key, so I was not exactly locked in, but the society was shut down. That happened first in California, and it was the last state to open up. In fact, my county of Orange is still under a local COVID emergency at the time of this airing. And
really?
I am suing them. Yes, I am suing them in order to follow the law, which requires them to announce the termination of the emergency at the earliest possible date in that county, and they still haven't done so. I digress, but the point being that in California, we were shut down, and it was so hostile, so egregious, so tyrannical, so authoritarian. I'm sure people can come up with more adjectives. So in hospitals such as Kaiser, that's a major hospital, many people have been fighting against it from the side of an employee being discriminated against. But in the early days, I had people that would literally text me from the emergency room saying, "Peggy, I can't believe it. I never thought this would happen to me. I stay away from doctors and medical settings, but I am in the emergency room." And they, again, back in the day, they were requiring masks. They were requiring a COVID test. And when the vaccine rolled out, they wanted you to be vaccinated in order to get care.
Right.
Imagine, now I had a friend that had a severe attack from her gallbladder. And that probably, I mean, I'm not an MD, but it certainly appeared to be life-threatening to her. She was in extreme pain. And this is where I, number one, recommend people to plan, it sounds strange, to plan your emergencies in advance. You know, like the bad guys, they've planned them all. You need to plan your emergency by getting in writing from these medical centers, whether it's an urgent care, a regular ER, whether it is your doctor, you need to get in writing from them that you will not be discriminated against, number one, because of your medical condition, and number two, if this applies to you, because of your religious or ethical or moral desire of or conviction of no consent to these egregious, unnecessary, unwanted intrusions into the body. So what happens, Mike, is a lot of people don't prepare in advance. They don't get this in writing. And just through providential experience, in the early days of this hogwash, I had to go see a foot doctor. And luckily, he is of like minds, living in freedom, never required any mask or anything. And this was literally like in April or May of 2020. And I told him of the people that were contacting me that were having difficulty getting medical care in the ER. And he has patients in the ER. And he said, absolutely not should these people be discriminated against or denied care. It is against hospital policy. It is against the doctor's medical license if they are using these terms of discrimination or grounds of discrimination to deny care. And he said, you tell them I do not consent and you look up the patient's Bill of Rights. Well, I had never really been aware of the patient's Bill of Rights. I go through that in great detail in this course. We go through step by step. Every state has a patient's Bill of Rights that was modeled after some regulations, and I don't even know if it's actual legislation, but some states have legislated this, whereby when you are being seen by a doctor or in the emergency room, or let's say you're going for some type of service like a colonoscopy. Now, I'm a person who believes in natural health, so I stay away from all of those, allopathic style of medicine anyway. But if you find yourself in that situation, I want you to understand that there is a patient's bill of rights that very clearly states that you have the right of no consent to any medical intervention with, and here's the kicker, Mike, without being denied other care. Hmm. The scenario I give is, let's imagine you have a broken leg. You find yourself in the ER. They want to give you a morphine drip and you say, I do not want morphine. They cannot deny and refuse to put a cast on your leg just because you are declining, and I like to use that word decline because there's no requirement for you to be vaccinated or tested or masked. And you let them know that you are, though all of those are medical interventions. Let's just camp out there for a quick moment if I could. Wearing a mask and being tested, those two medical interventions have never been approved by the FDA as interventions for COVID. It's amazing that I can even say that word and speak freely on your platform. I'm grateful for that opportunity.
There will be medical censorship here.
I love it. I always have to call it the cooties and so forth, which is
no,
fine.
Speak freely.
We have our language. So the FDA has never approved the PCR test to test for COVID. All right. There's much debate. And I personally have never seen evidence that COVID even exists in the way that we've been told. However, those tests, the PCR test and masking, are medical experiments. Why is this important? Because that patient's bill of rights goes on to say, not only do you have the right to refuse any medical treatment, you have the right to refuse any medical experiment, and you may not be denied additional care. So the mask and the test are medical experiments. Yes. Everyone knows, I hope, that the vaccines are still under emergency use authorization, which also means they are a medical experiment. So once you have this patient's bill of rights, and what I recommend is that folks just literally have it on their phone, they hand it to the highest authority at the hospital or the doctor's office, say, you know, I forgot my glasses, would you read that out loud for me? That way the person is involved, they can't just zone out, and when they get to the point about you having the right to decline medical care without being refused treatment, you say to them, are you violating my rights? And if you are, I want a signed statement from you and everyone here who is denying me medical care, and I want that in writing.
But
and
let me ask you,
that's what changes the game there.
Okay, that's powerful. However, a question that comes to my mind, I know you've already answered this before, but under what authority is this patient's bill of rights issued? I mean, is it any authority that would be recognized by the typical hospitals?
It is published by the hospital, and it is every state has its own licensing board for hospitals. Every state has its own licensing board for health insurance, and every state has its own licensing board for doctors. So in those documents, those hospitals are required to follow this standard of care for patients. In many cases, this was the fallout from the Unaffordable Care Act, as I call it, back in the Obama years. This was really reinstituted in terms of insurance companies and hospitals. There are additional laws, Mike, for every state.
But now, are you saying that this patient's bill of rights type of language is almost universal across all hospitals in the United States?
Yes, they have used the pattern of the, I don't want to say a sample, but a type of statement that was used in this Affordable Care, it's hard for me to even say that, the Unaffordable Care Act.
Right.
And that was the model for states to use. And because most of these large insurance companies were in cahoots with the government when all of this came out, there is very similar language from state to state. So the homework for everyone is to research that patient's bill of rights in your state. To highlight, there are at least three different places. It's usually a statement of about 14 or 15, it's a document of about 14 or 15 different statements that protect you. You also have the right to have an advocate with you. So think back into the early days when there were those vulnerable
individuals. Yeah, they separated families.
Yeah, separating the families. That's completely against the law. Now, they will say it's an emergency, and therefore that doesn't hold water. Luckily, after these last few years, there have been so many court rulings that have come out saying that your rights are not suspended in an emergency. Uh-huh. Even the state of California has stated in its civil rights department publications that your rights are not suspended in an emergency. Now, I like to make this kind of a startling example or really a parallel. So people are saying you can't be in this hospital because you're sick, right? You might be making other people sick. The whole statement is ludicrous. Isn't that where sick people go, is to a hospital? So if you are discriminating against me because you believe that I'm carrying a disease, does that mean you do not allow any patient with AIDS? And that's a topic for another day.
Whether right, or tuberculosis or whatever.
Or tuberculosis or hepatitis. Where do you draw the line here? So that is medical discrimination. And then I also have counseled people, not in a legal manner, but as a really a legal educator, giving coaching in terms of here's where to find the law, here's what the law means, and then, you know, learn it, apply it on your own. And I've done a lot in the realm of, you know, religious rights. Now, not everyone has a religious belief. I acknowledge that. That's fine. I do believe that it's very important that we continue to stand for those religious rights, because no one, I believe, wants to live in a country where your very belief system is going to be removed by the government. So for those individuals like myself that worship God by breathing and worship God by keeping our body and blood pure, we do not participate in masking, testing, or becoming a human pincushion because it violates our body temple. Now, you don't have to be a part of any organized religion. You don't have to be a Christian. You can be Muslim, Buddhist, you can be an atheist and have ethical and moral beliefs that are protected by law. There are state laws, there are federal laws, and many people have stood on that position in order to get medical care without discrimination. But think of it, Mike. Imagine that there is a, someone like me that goes to, has to go to the ER, and they say, I'm sorry, we do not treat white female heterosexuals. That's just very, we don't do that.
Well, that day is probably coming, by the way.
It is
just
coming.
Be ready for that.
Absolutely. So imagine that is discrimination. Let me back up just a little bit. There are laws, federal laws and state laws, that say you have a right to public access, which includes a hospital and your doctor's office, and that's because they are engaged in commerce. Most people don't realize that the definition of a public accommodation is a private business or a public setting like a courtroom or a hospital or an airlines that is, if they take your money, they are, and they do, they are under the public accommodations laws, which protect basically everyone. Everyone is free and equal, and everyone is, it is protected by law that everyone has equal access to these public accommodations, regardless of your age, your gender, you know, one of the two, your ethnic background, your medical condition, your marital status. All of these are called protected characteristics. And one of the many of those you are protected by in these medical settings. So being educated, and again, I go into great detail. I show the laws, we read through it. Again, it's several hours. I can only give a brief overview in our time together.
Sure.
But the other thing I do, Mike, is I address what happens to people when they've been discriminated against.
Oh,
when all of the laws and the preparation still gets met by criminal behavior, by those who are criminals and not abiding by the law, and they are blatantly discriminating against these patients, then I go step by step in terms of what to do, where to file the complaints, how to go about it, what should be in the letter. There can be complaints made against the doctor, the nurse, and they need to know about this. And also the complaints can be lodged with your state board of insurance, with your state board that licenses the hospital. So there are many ways. You can even go to the very low level of the cities and who where these hospitals are operating. They have to have a business license. And it's not that one individual, although many have had success. I kind of diverted from the success stories, but I know several people that were able to get medical care once they said the magic words, sign this paper for me that you're denying me medical care with everyone's name on it. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to videotape it. And at that point, there's a lot of scurrying around. And I know people that had this one fellow, they were going to transfer him to have a minor surgery on his foot to another hospital. And they were giving him all the runaround. This is in California. And the attending doctor in the urgent care said, I'm doing the operation right here in this exam room. Bring me the everything I need. I'm going to do the operation right here. So there are ways of getting around it. I had another fellow that had to have a chest x-ray. When he spoke to the administrative, you know, the highest administrator there at the hospital in the ER, this is a couple of years ago, the X-ray tech brought the X-ray machine outside and did his X-ray outside. He should have had the X-ray done inside, but the fact is he was not denied care. I have spoken to people on the phone. I coached them through it. They literally said verbatim to the nurses in the ER, they were able to get care without masks, without testing, without vaccines.
Wow. Okay, so hold on a second. This is powerful. I just want to remind people that this is all going to be airing for free. Starting Saturday, July 15th, it's on brightyou.com. If you go to the website, brightyou.com, you can see here, there's a little form. Just fill out your name and email address, and you can watch it for free. And then here's the thumbnail for it. And again, it begins on Saturday, July 15th, and it runs for 10 days, all free to watch. And Peggy Hall will be teaching you exactly what you need to know, as she's describing here, of how to file complaints if needed. But maybe you don't have to do that, because you can just present these hospital administrators or whoever with this information up front and tell them, look, you know, we don't need to have a conflict here. You just need to respect my patient's rights. And here they are, by the way, listed by your hospital, listed by the state, listed by the medical board, and so on. It's brilliant, Peggy. I also have a solution. If they refuse to treat you because you're a woman, by the way, maybe it's a hospital that only treats transgenders. All you have to do is you say, I am a woman self-identifying as a man who's impersonating a woman. So here I am. Treat me. I'm a double trans.
Absolutely.
You can do a double trans. Yeah.
And you know, Mike, all of these experiences that people have been going through in terms of trying to keep their job without the jab, I helped thousands of people at Southwest, Wells Fargo, Amtrak, government contractors, government employees, and those working for private businesses. And one of the powerful pieces of information I gave them is right along those lines. People were having to fill out forms and then go through a panel to be approved with their religious beliefs.
Wow.
I asked them, what panel do you have for the transgenders? Do they have to bring a note from their doctor that you know, affirms their gender choice? What about those that are living homosexual, that are homosexuals? Did they have to bring an affidavit from someone attesting that they cannot be straight? Because only those of faith were being discriminated against.
Yes.
And I believe that is a top-down approach to remove God from our society so that people will worship the government even more than they are right now.
No kidding. Yeah. Isn't that interesting how LGBT have special status in society today, but Christians are discriminated against routinely, as you just described. And, you know, we say we shouldn't discriminate against anyone. None of those groups should be discriminated against.
Absolutely.
If a trans person needs a medical procedure, assuming they have the hardware, they should get the medical procedure. Same thing if someone's gay or lesbian or bisexual. You know, I mean, we're not here saying anyone should be denied, but just that medical rights should be universal. If you're a human being, you deserve medical rights. End of story, correct?
That's right, Mike. And I have another homework assignment for everyone to go to their insurance company. I don't have medical insurance. I go through a Christian health share program, which is called SamaritanMinistries.org. But for those that are with regular health insurance companies, or if there's a hospital that you go to, I want everyone to look at their non-discrimination statement, and you are going to be shocked, as I was. They have removed the category of religion as a protected characteristic.
You're kidding me.
I've seen it again and again, and it says this organization stands for non-discrimination, and we do not discriminate against anyone based on age, race, gender, military status, marital status, and they are slowly removing the word religion. So this is something that we have to fight back against. This should be done in writing, and it should be done in the drip, drip, drip method, where you consistently send this document until they change that. We have a right to have no discrimination based on our beliefs, which include our religious beliefs. Otherwise, the result is that we are being told how to think and how to believe. And that is not a society I want to live in.
Absolutely. And I want to bring people to your website too. Thehealthyamerican.org is your site. That's also your channel name on multiple channels. What else are you working on right now? What's your focus aside from this webinar series, which is already done? What are you working with?
Well, Mike, people are still being discriminated against when they're going for a job interview. They're being asked right off the bat, are you vaccinated? And my simple tip there is just say to them, why do you ask? Are you in compliance with Title VII of the U.S. Civil Rights Act of non-discrimination at the workplace? And you don't divulge any information until you get a job offer. And so I'm helping a lot of individuals get a new job without a jab. And believe it or not, colleges are still discriminating against these young adults, many who don't have the life experience and the wherewithal to stand up for themselves. So I help them navigate these stormy seas. And then the other group of people include legal immigrants that are coming to this country and applying for their green card, or those U.S. residents that are now applying for citizenship, and they are being coerced into being vaccinated. And I have many success stories. There are things that you want to avoid and things that you need to include. And this is, again, more of a coaching type service that I offer. And then basically, Mike, I like to shine the light of truth in the darkness. So whatever is coming along the way that I see, I call it reading between the lies. And people, it's about developing the skill of critical thinking. And that's what you do on your platforms. You help people read between the lies, not just look at the headlines, dig deeper, look at what the hidden agendas are. I call them the hidden agendas these days.
Yeah.
And make sure that something is not being sugarcoated for you. I say that, you know, people will sell you 99 truths to slip in one lie. So we want to look for that and make sure that people are critical thinkers. When all of this happened, you asked me in the beginning, what did I think? You know, I never, when somebody tells me to do something, I don't say, okay. I say, why? And that's still my question today. And I will continue to stand on that. I'm marching it all the way to heaven. I'm here to support people with tools against tyranny.
Oh, I love it. Good phrase. So people can go to your website and they can, what, bring you on as a coach if they have a particular situation they're trying to navigate? Is that right?
Yes, they can do that. I've got tons of free resources if you want to really have a do-it-yourself. But many people are under pressure. They just need a quick answer. They want somebody to commiserate with on the phone. And this is an actual phone call that you get with me, and then follow up, unlimited email follow-up and support. And we've had so many success stories with people that knew they had rights, but they were feeling so intimidated by design, by their employer, trying to wear them down. And then sadly, Mike, I've got people that have come to me after getting not one, not two, but often three vaccines, and they finally decide they don't want to get any more. Their employer is still saying, well, you already got vaccinated. What's wrong with, you know, getting the booster? And we've helped people, even who have been vaccinated, say no. Wow. So That can be done if you found yourself in a situation where you, especially in the medical settings, nurses, doctors are still being required to be tested, sometimes weekly. And we have helped people have accommodations to that where their rights are not discriminated against. They can keep their jobs. So the best place on the website is to go to the tab that says religious
exemptions.
Religious exemptions. And there is that's where you can get started. Also, I've got hundreds of free videos on my YouTube channel, which is The Healthy American, Peggy Hall. And
do you have to speak in code there to not get banned?
I speak a little bit. You know, I talk about the cooties and the cooties cocktail and, you know, becoming a pincushion. But I have been kicked off that platform. Well, I've gotten strikes where they prevent you from uploading for a couple of weeks. And I tell you, it hurts. Yeah. You know, it does sting. And then it is the intended desire for self-censorship.
Yes.
So the way I describe censorship is if you are not speaking the truth. I am speaking the truth. I don't care if I have to use sign language. I will speak the truth, and I will speak it on that public platform because that's also a search engine. So if somebody's typing in how to get a religious exemption, ideally one of my videos will pop up,
right,
and I can save yet another person from these horrors. So I'm on all of the other channels. I'm on your channel, Brighteon. I'm on, you know, the others, but, and I've also got a Substack, which is Peggy Hall, and I want the truth and I want my message to get out in any way possible. I want to stay on YouTube. I know people don't like it, and there are many things I don't like about it, but there are so many lost souls that need direction, and I want to be that light in the darkness.
And you are.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're radiant, by the way. We love your smile and your presentation here. So thank you for everything. And in the few minutes that we have left, let me just ask you this question. One of the, I think, wonderful things about what you're doing is that you're helping people navigate not just what we already went through and are going through, but the next plandemic, right? So the next plandemic that hits us, I would say the authorities are going to be met with a far more educated and organized peaceful resistance against their tyranny. And it's because of people like you and many others who have, you know, there's been such a strong backlash against the tyranny and the mandates and the lockdowns and all this nonsense. They're not going to get away with this again. Do you agree with my assessment?
I agree with that, Mike. They are never going to get away at the same level that they did before. And I can say that with veracity because there are so many people that are just climbing on board now. I actually got an email from someone who has been a subscriber for some time. And she said, I guess she hasn't been reading all the newsletters, because she said, oh, I just found out that the PCR test isn't really accurate for COVID. And I thought, oh my gosh, I thought everybody knew that. I've been
right
about that, as have you, for years. But the thing is, fear blinds. Fear hijacks the rational mind. People that actually believe in freedom, health freedom, they believe in just freedom, when you're living under fear, it's difficult to actually see the truth. So I believe now, with a lot of this COVID hogwash receding, that more and more people are able to look back and go, wow, that wasn't right what happened. And I'm going to think twice about this. And
yeah,
Now I know my rights, and I've seen other people stand up. And that's really what helps me sleep at night, knowing that more and more people are standing up, speaking out, and standing up for themselves.
Absolutely. And that's what this is all about. And I just want to remind people again, go to the website, brightyou.com. Here it is. And it's the online seminar, Know Your Medical Rights, by Peggy Hall here. Click to register. You can watch it for free. It runs for 10 days, different episodes, beginning July 15th of 2023, in case you're watching this later. July 15th through the 25th. Well, I guess that's actually 11 days in total, if you include both days on the ends. So in any case, Peggy, this is really amazing. We're so grateful that you're allowing us to share your information with people. And we're just grateful that you're here, especially you're in California. So you're right there on the front lines of kind of the worst of some of this in the U.S., at least. I mean, New Zealand might be far worse.
Yeah,
but
it is. It's quite hostile. And their intended design of dividing people, the intended destruction of the state, is right on schedule. There are many freedom fighters fighting against this. I know many Californians that have left the state,
yes,
in order to fight, you know, actually a stronger battle, because they're not constantly looking over their shoulder and, you know, having their pocketbooks drained to support this evil government. So people are fighting for California and fighting for America. And as I said, I am marching it all the way to heaven.
Yes. Well said. Well, thank you so much, Peggy. Bless you for your contributions to our society. The future of human civilization, I think, depends on people like you. I'm not exaggerating. We have to have this knowledge and these skills in order to make it through. So thank you for taking the time today. And thank you for letting us broadcast your seminar series.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Take care, Peggy. We'll talk again soon.
And thank you so much.
Absolutely. What a wonderful guest, right, folks? Isn't it great that people like Peggy Hall are out there fighting for your medical rights and teaching you all this information for free, no less? So again, check it out. Register for free at brightyou.com to watch the entire series. And, you know, we cover the bandwidth costs and everything. It's part of our network. It's part of our way of paying it forward to society. And Peggy Hall giving us permission to run that program. It's what more can we ask for? Blessings upon all of us. Thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. Completely vaccine-free and medication-free, as you well know. Big Pharma has no hold over this body, let me tell you that. Thanks for watching. Feel free to repost this on other platforms and channels. And check out more interviews like this on Brighteon.com. My channel is called HR Report, which stands for Health Ranger Report. Thank you for watching today. God bless you all. Take care. Today's interview is brought to you by the immune-supporting supplements that we have at healthrangerstore.com. And I brought a little selection of them here for my desk today to kind of show you. And we have liposomal zinc, also this elderberry echinacea tincture that was formulated, and the extraction is done by Dr. Ed Group with Global Healing Center. And then we do the testing. So it combines all our heavy metals testing, glyphosate testing, and other tests with Ed Group's extraction technology to make what I think is the most potent and the cleanest, the most effective elderberry echinacea extract in the world. It's right there. That's on our website, healthrangerstore.com. Also, we have the seven treasures there, which is a combination of the mushrooms that, you know, the biofunctional mushrooms that you all know about, you've heard about. You can look up the ingredients on our website. And then we have non-GMO vitamin C there on the side. That's critical because we get our vitamin C from Europe. It's not from China, and it's non-GMO in terms of its sourcing. And then we do our lab tests on top of that. So it is the cleanest vitamin C, not the cheapest, but the cleanest that you can find in the world. And if you go to our website, healthrangerstore.com, you'll see that we have a lot of other immune supporting supplements, different forms of vitamin C here is what I'm showing you. And then discounts also for bulk purchases or quantity purchases of vitamin C, lots of different forms. We also have a buffered vitamin C powder right here, which is the sodium ascorbate. So it's not as acidic as just straight up vitamin C itself. So check all these out. If you want immune support, then nutrition is a great option to consider. You can check it out at healthrangerstore.com. We appreciate your support. And please know that every purchase helps support this platform so that we can keep bringing you uncensored interviews with amazing guests on our free speech platform, Brighteon.com. Thank you for your support. Take care.